I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Pentagon today said it was encouraged by Pakistani cooperation in the case of the Times Square bomb plot. Authorities in Islamabad are looking into possible connections between Pakistani extremist groups and the suspect in the attack, 30-year-old Faisal Shahzad. Shahzad is in U.S. custody in New York, facing terrorism charges. He has waived his right to appear before a judge within 48 hours of his arrest, and he's said to be cooperating with investigators. We'll speak with Pakistan's ambassador about the case, but first, The World's Matthew Bell has this update.
Faisal Shahzad has allegedly admitted that he received terrorist training in Pakistan's northwest region of Waziristan. Pakistani officials say they're investigating possible links between Shahzad and several militant groups, including the Pakistani Taliban. When that group supposedly claimed responsibility right after Saturday's Times Square bombing attempt, South Asia expert Marvin Weinbaum says he was very skeptical, but at this point, he's less so.
Given what we see right now, it's pretty clear that he did have connections there, that he did meet with people who we would describe as Taliban and conceivably other jihadi groups. What remains to be seen here is whether, in fact, they orchestrated the attack that he undertook in New York City. That's another matter.
Investigators are said to be trying to figure out who might have given Shahzad the money to buy the vehicle and the materials to build the bomb, and then where the cash came from for the plane ticket he bought hours before his arrest. In Pakistan, there were reports today of several suspects being detained and questioned by authorities. Marvin Weinbaum, who's with the Middle East Institute in Washington, says the Pakistani government is keen to show that it's cooperating with the investigation.
What we're, I think, witnessing in Pakistan now is their reaction, perhaps even their overreaction. The modus operandi for the Pakistanis very often is, when in doubt, arrest anyone conceivably involved. What we've seen in the past is a wholesale arrests followed by a wholesale release of people.
Perhaps Shahzad received just a bare minimum of terrorist training in Pakistan, and then he acted alone. In any case, Weinbaum says this story could turn out to be a huge embarrassment for Pakistan.
We could very well find that we would trace his training to groups that still enjoy the patronage of the Pakistan government. So it's a very complicated situation.
Pakistan's interior minister today said he doubts that Faisal Shahzad was acting alone. The minister declined to speculate on any possible links to Pakistani militants. But if there are proven connections between the Times Square plot and Pakistani extremists, South Asia expert Christine Fair of Georgetown University says it wouldn't be the first case of its kind. She says so-called homegrown radicals with connections overseas are a growing threat.
My fear is that this is the beginning of something which is going to be more serious and more frequent in the future.
Fair cites several cases of U.S. terrorist suspects with links to Pakistan, and she says it's a sign that American and Pakistani authorities need to start cooperating more closely than ever. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.